It's the Tiltcast, episode 310, Exit Burrito.
Adios, bichachos.
And this week, guys, we talk Stellaris and PSVR with Thumper VR and Job Simulator VR.
Basically, stay tuned. Fuck VR.
It's all VR.
Oh my god.
VR
is life.
Wow, that's for real that time.
And we're going to run out of cans soon.
We are.
Today is Sunday, October 8th.
October the fucking 8th.
Woohoo! And we're back. It's the Tiltcast.
Rustyless.
Rustyless. He's out in Georgia, right?
We're rust-free.
Mm-hmm. But we're plus one Babs.
Hi.
We are.
And Jason.
Sorry, I spent 3 weeks dying and had to leave you guys.
Yeah, you were sick for a long time.
I really was.
So, wild world of things, what's new with you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Damn, I get to go first.
You do.
Well, I'll tell you what's old with me is me, because tomorrow's my birthday.
You like 85?
I fucking hate you. Yeah, we're not friends anymore. Actually, yes, we are, because of your news, and, you know. Anyway, we'll get to that. I spent my weekend in Kansas City and met up with some old friends. I met up with a girl I went to junior high with, shout out to Emily, and her mother, who was our teacher for 7th and 8th grade. And we had lunch, but I stayed with a friend of mine from high school and her wife. And, you know, besides drinking copious amounts of wine, we spent a lot of the time talking about a podcast that we have in the works that we're going to do. I'm not going to leave this podcast, and I'm not going to say too much about it yet because it's still in the planning stages, but I'll have more to say about it around the new year. So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Renaissance Fair.
Ren Fair.
And I wore a corset. It's really fucking hard to pee in a corset, let me tell you.
I wouldn't know.
Like, corset and porta potty is a really goddamn bad combination.
You just stand up?
Well, you can't really sit. It's, yeah.
Do you like hover?
Well, you can't really.
really hover properly.
You sort of have to, like, brace yourself to the walls and just fucking hold on.
See, the problem is, what is it like, you're going to blast off?
Well, no, but the corset, it's steel bone. I mean, I didn't get, you know, the kind of shit you get at Priscilla's or whatever. This is not a fucking around corset. And it pulls you in like 4 inches.
So
you can't
no bending
bend.
Of the belly.
No bending. No bending. So you kind of have to just, and you guys, I'm
which
sorry,
means fun in it is missionary only.
So you're like, kind of.
That's hovering.
And then you have to, but you can't balance. So you have to like hold onto the walls so you don't fucking fall in the porta potty. I didn't drink very much yesterday because, and I got stung by a bee.
Yay.
Yeah. On my left hand, which was my, it's still my writing hand, so that sucked. But at least I know that I'm not allergic to bees, which is excellent information to have since I'm planning on keeping a beehive this spring.
Is that the first time you've ever been stung?
I've never been stung before.
That's weird.
You're weird.
I've been stung like 40 times.
You've also been struck by lightning twice. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You are kind of like bad luck waiting to happen.
You really are. I'm surprised I'm not dead just hanging out with you.
I'm surprised I haven't been eaten by a shark yet. Well, I guess I'm not because I'm not here. So really dumb statement.
That's a good segue into what's going on with you.
Well, that was short.
That was short.
Okay, what else do you want to know? I bought shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. I bought some cut comb honey, which is honey still in the comb. So
nice.
We you can just munch on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can be a honey muncher.
You just
I'm never
going
to be a carpet muncher, so I can be a honey muncher.
A honey muncher.
Honey
huh?
muncher.
I don't even know. It just sounds weird.
One of my friends that I was at the fair with, whose name is also Amy, which I don't know if that's ever come up on here, but my name is actually Amy. One of my other friends who was at the fair got a 3D fucking action figure made of herself.
It's a little vain.
No, it's awesome. I mean, if you're in fair garb and, you know, they take the, they got like 50 bajillion cameras all around in this big white space and, you know, she poses.
Only if you look good in fair garb. I mean, let's face it.
She looks pretty badass, I have to say.
Granted, we don't necessarily have one of the best rim fairs around in this area.
Ours is pretty good.
Ours is pretty good, but you see a lot of people wearing things they shouldn't necessarily be wearing at our rim fair.
Okay.
Just gonna say.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't do an action figure of myself. I'd look like a goddamn hobbit.
Well, you don't have to put it to scale next to somebody else. It'll just
I am your Gandalf.
You really are my Gandalf. Fuck you. I don't like you. I look like a hobbit.
Jason could be next to you in the action figure, and it would look like a Lord of the Rings diorama.
It really would. We should make happen when we have, like, a couple of fucking $100 to spare.
What's the female version of Frodo?
They didn't really talk about any female hobbits besides Rosie Cotton, and I will not be Rosie Cotton.
You don't want to be Frida? Frida the Hobbit?
Frida? Frida Baggins?
Frida Baggins.
Frodo and Frida? Oh my god. What happened to you guys while I was sick?
We did things and stuff. Didn't have any short people. Well, really short people to make fun of, so.
Well, now you do. Yeah. There was the teeniest, tiniest little old woman at the fair. She's probably about, like, barely like four foot. Barely. She was wee, and I was like, I want to put her in my pocket. I just want to carry her around.
I bet she wouldn't appreciate that.
No, she was like 985 years old. She would not have been happy.
The one time Babs truly felt bigger than someone.
You're forgetting Stacy.
Is that the first time that you've looked on top of somebody's head that wasn't a child?
You're forgetting Stacy.
Can you see the top of her head?
Yeah.
Is she tiptoes?
A little bit.
She's only like an inch shorter than you.
And also that fucking short bitch who used to work there, who I pretty much would have been happy if she fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, we won't get in there.
No names mentioned.
Except for Toe
Thumbs. Toe Thumbs! Toe Thumbs! Sorry.
So anything else interesting that you did?
Yeah, I went to Tabletop Gaming, and it's a cool store there.
Is it literally called Tabletop Gaming?
It's literally called, Tabletop Games, I think is what it's called. So, not a very original name, but a very cool store. It's similar to Wizards Asylum here, but the focus is more on the tabletop role-playing games. They do have some conventional board games, and I saw one there that I'm really, really interested in playing. It's called Pandemic, and it's kind of the opposite of Plague Inc., because you're trying to stop the plague from spreading instead of spreading it.
Right.
And instead of playing against your other players, you're working together against the game to try to beat the game.
Hmm.
It makes me think of kind of the format of, what's the bomb game?
Keep talking.
Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes.
Yeah, so, I want to play that again.
I know. Well, yeah. So
that needs to happen.
I'm excited about the whole Pandemic game. I really want to play that. I'd like to have it in time for my birthday party, which is happening here in a couple of weeks.
Well, maybe one of us can find it.
Yeah, I'm sure Wizards Asylum has it. And if not, you know, there's this lovely little thing we like to call Amazon.
The internet.
Yeah.
The interwebs.
The interwebs.
Speaking of games found in stores, I was shocked to see Cards Against Humanity being sold in vintage stock.
Why?
You can buy it at Wizards.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're selling out to the corporations.
And you
basically
know,
any game store at this point sells it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I never really look for it because Mikey's got the whole goddamn thing. Every expansion pack known to mankind. His Cards Against Humanity case looks like it's holding a fucking oboe or something.
Or that's just Mikey's really large black dildo.
You live alone?
You know what they they say about the big black card?
It's big.
And it's blacker.
It is.
And it's just a card.
It is just a card. But the case is kind of phallic if you look at it, really.
That might be by design.
The fact that you have to destroy that case to get that card kind of...
It's saddening.
Kind of hurts me a little. Aww.
Hi, my dog.
So, do y'all do much at the fair other than just walk around and buy shit?
Well, what else the fuck do you do? Walk around and buy shit. There was a show that was pretty fun where basically a couple of guys just kept getting thrown into a pool of mud. Which, you know, who can complain about that?
Mud fights.
It was a mud show. And actually, the whole goddamn fair was a mud show. It was muddy as fuck at their Casey Wren fair. I think I liked it. It was a big fair. There was a lot to do, but I think I prefer ours.
Yeah, the one out at the Castle of Muskogee is all right.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. It's a little more lively. There's a little bit more interaction with the volunteers.
Yeah,
there is. They have a lot more people wandering around and actually talking to the visitors. And
well, and the... of course, they have the same core group of actors there as, like, the one in Texas.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
They go to a couple of other states.
Yeah, you see the same people at all this but shit.
They also have a lot of good townie actors go out to this one.
Mm-hmm. Did you just call them townies?
I did. For lack of a better term off the top of my head. You know, actors who actually live here that aren't part of the core group of the show.
Yeah.
To run the vendors' tents and interact with people. It's a pretty good core group. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see the same people out there every year,
basically. Oh, you do? I already know quite a few of them just from this last season.
I know
season.
Half of the troop.
Right?
So.
Anything interesting with you, Jason?
To be honest, I didn't get to do a whole lot this week. Work was so busy. I got maybe a couple more hours into near. Otherwise, I've been stuck at work 11 and a half, 12 hours a day. So, you know, I get home. It's dinner time, feed the kids. And then by the time they're out, I was ready to pass out myself.
Oh, so you haven't really tried much near yet?
Nah, I got maybe two more hours into it.
Yeah, you don't really have a good feel on that game until you're about 10 hours in.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm about 7 in right now.
That's 7, not bad.
Maybe 8. That's yeah, but I'm just not getting the time to put into it like I normally do when I get something new.
And really, you want to play all the side quests of that game, you just want to kind of go all out.
Yeah. Otherwise, just... Watch some new anime shit on Netflix. There's a trio of movies called Berserk. Brutal as fuck.
Yeah, I've heard that's an old anime.
Yeah, it is an old anime.
I only know what it is because there was a game on Dreamcast that I had called Sword of the Berserk that I played a long time ago.
Yep. Basically, dude in black armor, giant fucking sword, slaying demons.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much all you did in the game.
But they decided to reboot the anime series, so they're leading that off with 3 movies. And all 3 are on Netflix. It's a pretty good watch if you like, you know, if you like stuff set more in a fantasy setting and just, you know, lots of blood and animated tits.
Gotta have the animated tits, apparently.
Well, I mean, it is anime, so.
Fuck that shit.
Anything else of note?
No, not really. I didn't really get to dive into anything. I'm really kind of waiting on the Fractured Butthole come out so I can rented and really hit that hard.
Did you say Fractured Butthole?
Yeah. Yeah, that's for South Park.
Oh.
I'm interested. I'm interested in the Fractured Butthole as well.
Sure, you're very interested in the Fractured Butthole.
I can't wait to get into the Fractured Butthole.
I bet you can't, you dirty bastard.
I just want that sniffer VR. Just saying.
Well, I was going to say, I've been up to my eyeballs and things. I've been really playing a lot of... all our notes.
Calm the fuck down, Justin.
Shit. I've been goofing around with a lot of stuff. I mean, on PC, I've been dicking around with Stellaris finally. I bought it on summer sale.
Yep.
It's a 4X strategy game. It finally clicked for me when I first picked it up. You start in a space view, and it's just like a bunch of little icons, like little bitty icons. And I was playing it on my monitor, which made it even worse. And I really didn't get what the fuck I was doing. And then I watched a video, because I think that's kind of required for that game. And then I dug way in this week and probably put about 20 hours into it, goofing with it.
Nice.
That game's pretty good. And had a free expansion that was out. So I kind of dug in and played around with it, created a custom race of lizard people that has a lot of cool things. But essentially, it's real-time strategy. So where Civ is turn-based, you just hit your spacebar to pause it and then just kind of move things around and do things. And you're essentially exploring and colonizing and expanding, and then you get into space battles. And the space battles are not as cool as Into Space 2. Which have really epic space battles. The space battles in this look cool because there's more things on screen. And the things are very customizable. As you go through the tech trees, you can upgrade your guns and missiles and shields and engines and all that shit, which is really cool. And it shows on your ship design. But it's auto battle. Like, it's your fleet number and its stats are what beat the other thing. And there's a few random number rules that happen.
Right.
Then you watch, said space battle, you just zoom in real time and then just watch it all happen, and then you either retreat or you don't. But that game's a 4X game. It's a really good 4X game. The battles are a little bit lackluster, but the overall diplomacy and things like that are a little bit more streamlined than Civ. And then the fact that you just pause using the space bar and then queue up things is pretty cool. It's a good game to sit and listen to podcasts while you play. Tutorial is shit. It'll tell you how to do the basics, but I feel like the 30-minute video I watched that just showed the basics of what to do while I was starting up was probably the best thing that I did. Just look up how to play Stellaris if you're into 4X games, and it's worth your time. Find it on a sale, and then there's like 6 expansions for it. So I'll get those on a sale as well at some point.
Nice.
More importantly, though, I really was just jonesing for a certain device that I've been waiting on.
Oh my god. I wanted to fucking sedate him.
I
was like, I'm gonna Benadryl you like my dog if you don't calm down.
Well, and I've been... So, at work, we have like an award store, basically, right? So, our vendors will give us basically award dollars. And my work group, my last two work groups, because I train new people, basically, their combined efforts won me a PlayStation VR.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been jonesing hardcore for it. I actually just got it yesterday. So my experience is limited. But
wasn't it like on back order or some shit?
Yeah, it was on back order. But I got a VR. I got a couple of games for it. I got Eve Valkyrie. And I got VR Worlds as part of that package. But it didn't come with controllers, which I had to buy those, which are not cheap. And I had to buy a camera, or I had the camera that came with it as well. So it wasn't a package. I had to kind of piecemeal it together through this awards program, but then I did and got everything but the controllers and some of the games. But here's what I'll say about it. I'm going to go through some tips on things you should do if you're interested. I think you should try out all the demos. And I downloaded a shitload of them. Go through all the demos and figure out what makes you sick and what doesn't make you sick. Because you might not be susceptible to motion sickness in real life. Because I'm not much really, don't ever really get motion sick. And I had to look up what was wrong with me after a while because I wasn't used to the feeling. I was like, why is my stomach really tight? Why am I nauseous? What's going on? And I was like, what happens when you play VR for a long time?
It's because motion you were sickness. Becoming a woman.
No. But, yeah, so, like, I was experiencing motion sickness, and, you know, I've, you know, I like going to roller coasters and things like that. Like, I like those kinds of thrills. I like driving fast. I rode dirt bikes. You slide around corners. Yep. Like, you know, I've been in boats. Nothing makes me motion sick, but there's something about being disoriented in VR and then, like, standing up and doing things.
It's because your inner ear is confused.
Yeah,
it because is. Because it doesn't... It knows that it you're not actually in motion, but you're perceiving motion.
And that's really what it is. Like, I've looked up a bunch of stuff on it. So right now I'm drinking ginger ale, which apparently helps with it. And it does.
He's just going to have a fucking perpetual hangover. It's fine.
So I've been drinking ginger ale. It didn't actually hit me till today. There was a couple games, so I was going through them so fast, trying all the different things. I've got like 30 demos in there that... It wasn't hitting me because I was trying something new every like 20 minutes, basically. And then it finally hit me today. I was playing this game called Rigs, which is a mech game where you're in these little bitty mechs, and the perspective is you in a chair, but you can drive it and then look around and aim. And when I jump way up in the air and then I come right down really fast, it fucks with my perception and makes me queasy, actually. And I really want to play the game because it's a cool concept, but it really makes me queasy. And there's a lot of settings in there to help your perspective so you don't get queasy.
Yeah.
I get queasy in 15 minutes.
You're going to end up having to take, like, Dramamine or something before you play.
So, I guess I'm getting what the internet calls my VR legs right now. So, that's all fun and good, but... the things that I found that help with it, I got a pack of gum, some sugar-free gum, because I do the sugar-free thing. And I got some diet ginger ale right now that I'm sipping on that's been helping my stomach all day.
Yeah.
But the ginger ale does work, and the gum did work pretty well. Because if I'm chewing gum while I'm playing, it somehow distracts my brain enough that I don't get motion sick. So that seems to work really well. I looked through a lot of information to find what people were doing, and people said, chew gum and drink ginger ale. Or chew ginger root, but I didn't want to go chew ginger root because that seems disgusting.
It's nasty.
So, nasty. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather chew gum and drink ginger ale because those things are fine. The other thing I'll say is it takes a while to kind of get adjusted. And I'll say that there, if you go into your VR settings, there's a place that measures the distance between your eyes. And you go up to the camera and it takes a picture of your face. And then you recalibrate the camera to figure out where your eyes are on your face. When the headset's on, it doesn't do eye tracking, but it aims the images ever so slightly to the center of your eye.
So it also makes you look like Gollum on the screen.
So it does that, and it seemed to help quite a bit with clarity, and then adjusting it over my glasses, like, actually works really well.
So that probably explained why I was seeing some warps in my peripheral.
Might have been, or it might have not been on there tight enough, and you're seeing stuff on the side. But, I finally got it to a place where I can play it pretty long term. The headset itself is actually pretty comfortable.
It is.
It wasn't bad. Even I didn't think it would fit my tiny little pinhead.
Well, I almost said something really racist. It was designed in Japan, and I'm sure the people there aren't really large, most of them.
Well, okay.
And that's a dog.
She's such an asshole.
So, sorry. Dog went berserk. So anyways, that's some of the things that I found that helped a lot was just positioning it and figuring it out that way. One of the things that I also found out that makes a huge difference is you can buy the PS4 Move controllers, which are actually exactly the same as the PS3 Move controllers. Literally exactly the same. Down to the connections, down to the software, down to how they work. The only thing different you get when you get brand new PS4 Move controllers is $40 more spent. And that's it. New batteries. That's all. New lithium ion batteries and $40 more.
Well, that blows monkey balls.
So I didn't do that. I did some research and I bought some PS3 Move controllers, which are working just fine.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't had any issues with them. So that's what I ended up doing. That saved me $40. Just bought two used. They were like $27 a piece, which is a decent price and consider the pair of them costs freaking $100.
Fair.
So ended up doing that and have had no issues. The one thing I'll say about it is it is immersive as fuck.
You let me play it, there's no way you can watch a demo online and really understand how immersive it is. You really have to actually try the system.
And, like, I think that's what didn't sell me. If I'd have tried that right off the bat, like, it didn't take me wanting it until I tried it at Trent's house. Mm-hmm. But if you try it, it'll sell you on it that fast.
Yeah. It's insane. I mean, I'm sitting here in a chair, and I've got the headset on, and the game that I got to play on it was a puzzle game.
And it's called Static.
Okay, Static. And you've got your hands locked in this device, and you have to use the controller buttons to move shit on the device that's locked around your hands to solve these puzzles. But if you turn your head all the way around, there's a dude sitting at a desk behind you, and then you turn your head the other way. I mean, you can turn around and see the entire room around you.
And it's really disorienting at first because you're not used to having that perspective.
Well, the really creepy thing is that Jason was sitting at the exact same angle from me as the dude in the chair. The dude sitting at the desk. So I was like, he was, whenever he said anything, it was like that dude was talking, and it was really creepy. So it really is extremely, extremely immersive. You can look down, you can look up at the ceiling, and it's like the room you're in isn't even there.
Yeah, I've never really, it's hard to describe, and I think the device sells itself as soon as you put it on. Uh-huh. Like, it really sells itself. And honestly,
it
right now,
it can be a shit game. It doesn't matter.
Like, I've got, so there's something called Super Hypercube that's just basically 3D Tetris.
Right.
That lets you rotate blocks, and then you look around the blocks to see what the size of the hole is, and you shape the blocks or flip them around to different, you know, different configurations until it fits the hole. And then it zooms through the block. But it's just, it's a stupid little game.
It sounds like bad sex, but...
But it's really cool because of the perspective. I had Jason play Thumper, which is a game that I actually bought because it's badass. And Thumper is just this weird electro beetle on a track that's kind of like, you know, that's going in not a straight line, but it makes you hit combinations of buttons in time to the drum music. And then it lets you fight boss battles, which are basically just crazy acid trip bullshit going on while you hit stuff in time to what's going on.
I started to say it looks like the track looks like something out of like the original F-Zero or some shit.
Right.
But
the visuals are like
all neon and shit, but the visuals are amazing. Background visuals.
When I saw that was available in VR, I was like, time for me to try Thumper finally.
It is a little bit get used to playing a rhythm game, because it very much is a rhythm game. I mean, you have to hit targets in pace with beat of the background music. So the depth of feel, the speed, all that takes some getting used to.
Yeah, and I feel like Thumper, though, just because it's so intense, it has a real big feeling of speed when you're in VR. Like, it feels really fast.
Yeah.
But I didn't get motion sick by that either, because the fixed perspective of the beetle never changes.
Yeah, it is a fixed. Yeah. I can say this much. I don't know that I'd want to jump into, like, Resident Evil VR right away.
Oh, fuck no. I've heard that just, they have that kitchen scene that was really famous on the trailers. I feel like that was, even watching it out of VR, I don't think I could handle it, let alone watching it in VR, because there's like somebody's head gets ripped off right in front of you, and it's really fucking creepy. And then I just loaded up the intro, not even the game, just when you load up the demo for it, it lets you see the room and lets you look around the room. And it's so, it looks like a bad VHS kind of, like it's got a weird color tone to it.
Yeah.
But it's so weird and creepy, I just immediately said, fuck that. I've heard, even Trent has said, Trent loves horror, has a hard time playing it in VR. He's played it for like an hour at a time because he said it's really intense.
It's a lot of places where you can peek around a corner, and then the monster that's chasing you is, like, right around the fucking corner, so you look at it from, like, an inch away from your face.
Yeah.
So, like, I just could not deal with that. And then, of course, he's following me through this creepy old house. You only have, like, 2 safe rooms or something fucked up like that. Like, it's too intense. I couldn't do it. It's the first time I've skipped out on a Resident Evil game, because it's literally the scariest one. I do want to take a really quick break, and then I'll jump back to this. Can we cue the music real quick?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
And we're back. We had a visitor we wanted to set up with VR while we're podcasting, so...
Because God knows he's not going to get a chance to get it to himself probably anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, anyways, VR is kind of life-changing. I've never experienced anything quite like it. And the last time I played VR was something like way back in the late 90s, and it was very... barely 3D. Fourth perspective
is all it was. VR back then was all isometric shapes and...
Yeah, it wasn't polygonal, like super polygonal.
Yeah. And
there's some games, like I'm not sure that I'm going to buy it, but there's a game called Bound where the character, like, dances everywhere, and I think I just kind of got annoyed with the character, but... it's like they did some, what do you call it? Person tracking or whatever they call it.
Oh, motion.
Motion capture.
Motion capture.
On somebody who is a ballerina, because everywhere she walks, it looks like she's prancing and dancing. But the crazy amount of detail... If I wanted
that shit, I'd get a Pomeranian.
Well, the crazy amount of detail and the refresh rate on it does make it look very human as the character moves, which I thought was really cool. But I tried a lot of demos. I went all the way through VR Worlds, and I will say everybody says London Heist is the best, and I agree. London Heist is the best. Also, Depth on there, which is the shark attack one that I showed Jason. Yeah. Is actually pretty cool as well.
What's London Heights?
London Heist is...
Heist.
Is about an hour long, and it's about like a heist gone bad, and you're interacting with a couple of thugs. It's very... I can't even remember the name of the movie. Kind of like Snatch or something like that.
Okay.
But it's a series of flashbacks to what happened during the heist. There's a section where you shoot, or 2 different sections where you shoot, which is actually really cool. We use some dual pistols and some Uzis and things like that. And then there's some parts where you have to do some really basic problem solving. Like, it's very much a point-and-click adventure plus the rail shooter. But the experience itself is really cool. Like, there's a point at the very beginning where you can smoke a cigar. And you pick
that's the one you were talking about with that.
Yeah, and you can pick up, you have to light the cigar, so you use the motion controls to grab the lighter, so you click the trigger when your hand's over it. That picks up the lighter and lights it, and then you grab the cigar, and then you light the cigar, and you put the motion controller up to the VR mask, and you make the inhale noise, so you just like that, and you literally lights up cigar, and then it blows smoke, which is actually kind of trippy.
That is very trippy.
The microphone in the VR headset picks up the noise and then imitates it on screen, which is actually pretty cool. Some of the other things to note that I really want to pick up, there's one called Headmaster, which is a really weird VR game. It's kind of...
Why does it sound like porn to me?
Well, you're just thinking of Head.
And Master.
Yeah, it's a very dystopian game, similar in vein to, like, Portal. Like, it has kind of like a dark Portal vibe. And the whole game is a series of tests involving soccer balls. And I know this, it's really hard to describe, but the only controls you have are just your head tracking. What it does, it makes you headbutt these soccer balls into different things for points, and it's evaluating you the entire time. But it's this whole, like, escape premise that's going on. And again, I just played the demo, $20 game. But looks cool as shit, and it plays really well. Like, the amount of movement you make with the headset determines if how far the ball goes when it hits, and it feels like it doesn't, you can't feel anything, but the motion tracking and the movement and where it's centered on your view like feels like you're about to headbutt a ball. So it's really cool in the way that it does that. And I thought I was actually really impressed with that. I've been extremely impressed with Eve Valkyrie. Eve Valkyrie is essentially a combat multiplayer game that revolves around starfighters and varying roles. So it's like Team Fortress in that you have different roles of different ship classes. So you got basically a tank, a DPS, a healer, and a support. And each there's four ships for each one of those, and then they're very customizable or whatever. But you go into there's a single player campaign that takes about 2 hours. And then there's the multiplayer. And the single player just kind of shows you the ropes and then kind of takes you through some dogfights and stuff like that. And the multiplayer has got a whole bunch of different modes that I just unlocked. Most of what I've been playing, those deathmatch. I feel like I've actually gotten really good. I can usually go through the whole match without dying.
Nice.
It flies. It's not as good on flight as Elite Dangerous. It's actually a little bit more arcadey. It doesn't have the whole Newtonian physics of, like, hit your brakes and flip the ship around and fly backwards kind of thing. That's unique to Elite, where it feels like you're flying in zero G. It flies very much like a regular jet fighter, though. So a lot of maneuvers where you take, I don't know what it's called, but it's kind of like an S around, like you go forward and then rotate and then dive at the same time, and you can kind of flip around people that way, which is usually how I get around people. And they've got some really interesting ways of using weapons. So every ship has some kind of head tracking motion that can be used, whether it be for a special, like a heel beam, or for like a rail gun or something like that, on top of like fixed point controls. So with your basic starfighter, you look at ships, hold down the left trigger, and it locks on missiles and it fires missiles. The ones that I've been getting good with is the medium-sized ship that has good armor that uses head tracking for all of its aiming, and that's your guns. So it's got like a minigun on head tracking assist, like a Cobra, you know, like the Cobra helicopter. And you literally just fly and you're doing loop-de-loops and just looking out all around you in the cockpit, shooting stuff while you're looking at it, which works remarkably well. One of the ways that I've been getting a crazy amount of kills is by using that. Now, the other ones can outmaneuver that ship, but because it's got head tracking, I fly right by them and just continue to strafe them as I'm shooting, which is fucking badass. The game itself is really fucking fun. And for multiplayer, which I don't normally do, a dogfight simulator is definitely up my alley for stuff like that, and I feel like playing it later tonight again because I really genuinely like it. Now, that's not actually what got me motion sick, though. It's more this game called Riggs, which I did some research, and apparently Riggs is getting everybody sick. And what it does is you're in a mech, like a mech suit. It's more of an exosuit because you're just kind of like suspended in front of it. And it moves really fast, but you can look around you while you're moving and aim. And then you can rotate the torso on top of that. So like there's like three movements and it just fucks with my brain a little bit. That does. And it has a mode that'll like kill all your peripheral vision. So it looks like you're looking through a pair of goggles. And that seems to help some. And then it also has a... Like, a lot of the abilities involve you jumping way up in the air and coming down, and that speed of me coming down and hitting the ground has been fucking with my stomach. Like, I just can't deal for more than about 15 or 20 minutes, and I'm just like, I'm going to throw up. I have to put it down and play something completely different. Thumper VR is fast as fuck. I cannot recommend that enough. That is fucking badass.
That is pretty great.
And I'm trying to think some of the other things that I've done in demo that were... that really stood out. Battlezone is basically battle tanks from like 1980, whatever. Remember the multiplayer tank game?
Yep.
Can't afford it yet because it's $40. That game looks amazeballs in fucking virtual reality.
Cannot believe you just said amazeballs. Really excited.
I am really excited. But that game looks badass in VR. The cockpit looks amazing. The doesn't do a whole lot of head tracking except for certain weapons. But the weapons that it does head tracking on works really well. Basically, you aim up and down with your controls for the tank gun because it's a fixed point gun. But you have an SMG basically on the tank, and that uses head tracking. So you switch between different guns and fire at different things, and either fire at waves of enemies or not, or other players. And I really do want to play that versus other players. But it feels really good in VR. What else is just completely over the top? Static is very over the top. Job Simulator is actually fairly good.
Yeah, you were going to let us try that one over break.
Job Simulator, I felt like, was the most immersive out of all of them, because you got a play area, which is a standing area, but you can walk around that area about 2 or 3 feet in every direction, and it follows you.
Yeah.
You're in an office. It feels like you're in an office, even though it looks like a fucking computer simulation. Like, you look down, it looks like carpet. You look over, that looks like your computer. You know, it's just a bunch of mundane jobs done in VR, and it's basically a bunch of robots have got a simulator of all the things that humans used to do. So, like, I was in the restaurant one, and I'm making, like, turkey avocado, like, tulip sandwiches, because the robots don't know any better that it's a bad thing to combine together. I think I was boiling bugs and hot sauce together in order to... In order to make some soup, and of course they just know that I need to make soup, so I just made whatever soup came to mind, and I was trying to clean up the bugs at the same time. So I threw bugs in the blender, hot sauce, and like wine, yummy. And that was the soup that I made. But
delicious.
It's pretty immersive. The tracking is pretty spot on. I think the things to remember, though, is like if you spin all the way around and it can't see the lights on your controllers, it loses tracking at that point. So you have to, like, your hands will go invisible or whatever. Like, it tells you, it's essentially telling you can't see the controllers.
Yeah.
And most of the things that you do don't put you in a place where you have to turn that far around. So, but out of the stuff I've done, that's what I've liked so far. The ones that I want to get really badly is I do want to get Superhot VR. Superhot has been on my radar for a while, but I didn't want to try it until I played in VR. That's the game that freezes time every time that you stand still, and then it starts moving again once you move. Mm. And you have to, like, throw your guns and knives and all sorts of stuff against a bunch of assailants. But it seems like it'd be pretty cool. I barely touched the kitchen demo for RE5. That's just not happening.
Right.
Trying to think what else I did. That's all that's coming to mind right now. Like, I'm sure something else would pop out at me when I go back in there and show you guys the demo, but it's immersive as fuck. Like, I just, at this point, I just can't, like, I'm off work all this week. I don't want to play the fuck out of my VR, and that's why I've got so much fucking ginger ale and chewing gum, is to make sure that I can play more of it.
I can say this for what you have me play with Thumper and watching the video demo of the shark attack. And the head tracking is what amazes me more than anything.
Well, I mean, and
it's spot on.
Like, one of the things that I'm going to do is there's some HDMI up conversion cables that I'm going to get for it that cost about $40 on Amazon. And apparently the up conversion cables help some of the resolution of the VR. So the cable's basically going to your rig, or between your PS4 and the outbox or whatever it is, the breakout box. Apparently people have been doing that with a lot of success with the image quality. There's been some stuff that I played that, you know, looked like hot garbage in VR. But even the lower res stuff, like Eve Valkyrie, is very much downscaled once it's in there.
Yeah.
Because you're in a cockpit and because it feels like you could look out and touch what's around you, it feels immersive as fuck. There's also some stuff, and I'll want to call it Trini or something like that, that's a program that you can get on PC that'll let you use your PSVR on your PC as well.
Mm.
So that's something I'm thinking about getting Elite Dangerous and then figuring out how to get the head tracking to work. Because apparently it can use the gyro in there to figure out head tracking, but there's some beta or alpha software out there already that lets you set up a webcam and use that as your head tracking support for PSVR, and then you can use everything the HTC Vive can use. So you can have dual purpose VR there. So you have one headset for your VR as well as PC. And nice. Elite Dangerous has been, that and Subnautica have been the two things I've been wanting to play VR for a long time, my PC. The other thing's really fucking cool, play Don't Starve on it, which sounds stupid, but like when you look at the screen and it looks like
like you're playing it in a fucking theater.
Like, you know, what's the biggest screen size they have in a theater?
Well, it's...
Well, what's the name of it?
IMAX?
Yeah, IMAX screen. Yeah. There's a setting on your PSVR that'll let you set it to IMAX screen size. And it's ridiculous. You have to look left to look at your, you know, to look at your item bar and look right to look at the map. Like, it's stupid big. So that is something that is pretty fucking cool.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, you can come over and play Don't Starve or something.
I'm pretty much just going to live on your couch now. That's happening, so you might as well get used to it.
So, but yeah, PSVR has sold the fuck out of itself to me, and right now they're on sale. So right now you can get it for about $250.
Which is a whole lot
cheaper than it used to be.
Cheaper than it used to be. And
there's a shitload of games coming out for it, too. Like, I'm amazed at how many games are coming out for PSVR at this point. Right now it's the highest selling headset out there with over 1 million units sold. So it's in a good spot to kind of let VR take off with that. That, in my head, out of everything that I've done, though, gaming-wise, has been the only thing that's really stood out. Like, really stood out ahead of everything else. Like, that leg up that PlayStation has over Xbox is fucking enormous. And I'm not, like, one versus the other kind of guy, right? But this, if you compare console to console, they're virtually identical. There's not a whole lot different. You got the, you know, the new Xbox that's coming out here in a month, and you got the PS4 Pro. Like, there's not a lot of stuff out there for either of them. Yeah. Not that big a fucking deal, to be honest with you. The 4K native support that's going to come with the, you know, with each of those is not, again, not that huge of a deal. I mean, it is and it isn't. But, like, in terms of, like, revolutionary gaming, like, even the or the Nintendo Switch, right? The fact that it's portable is not as big a deal as playing something like VR. VR is game-changing experience. Like, I lost track of time. I was knocking shit over and didn't know about it. Knocked us out a glass of water and a bunch of other shit while I was shooting things.
Frankly, it just sounds like good sex to me.
And then when you have the headset, the earbuds in, it gives you 3D audio as well. So, like, in Job Simulator, I had to answer a phone, and I held the thing up to my ear, and it was somebody talking. Put me on line one.
Oh, my God.
Same thing with the London Heist. Like, there's a part where you pick up a phone, and you hold up the controller to your ear, and then the earbud in that ear is what was I was hearing the audio on. As you have people walking around you, like, there's a part where you're getting interrogated, the guy walks around you, you hear his footsteps go around the whole thing.
So yes, that's my wine pour.
Yes. Okay. So it
jealous.
It's definitely something that I've just it doesn't, like, watching a video does nothing for you. Watching somebody else play it will do nothing for you. Putting on a headset and then having that forced perspective and having your play a trick on your brain is what gets me. And I'm just not, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's definitely the most next-gen thing I've done ever when it comes to gaming. Like, I'd have never thought when I was in, you know, the 80s playing my Nintendo and playing fucking Mario 3.
I actually thought the exact same thing when I was playing, and I was like, God damn, have we come a long way.
Like, it is so different. And then, you know, just wait till they have the processing power to do even more realistic graphics. Like, that's going to be weird and huge, right?
Right.
But yeah, it's like being on the fucking holodeck, and I can't say enough good things about it.
Oh, I still don't know for sure that's going to stick, but, you know, after seeing and trying, like, the, trying on, like, for example, the, Oculus headsets, man, those are heavy. This one's not nearly as heavy as that one.
Now, if they could get the resolution on par with the Oculus with this thing,
yeah,
I think that...
That's the biggest difference I saw, is it's more... It's almost like the resolutions in between between 720 and 1080. It's not...
It's about somewhere in there.
It's not like full HD. It's like 920 or something.
It's back, it's like 360.
Yeah.
Like the higher-end 360 games.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean,
Oculus is the only one.
It's immersive. It's not as heavy as Oculus.
I was playing that for 2 hours at a time, just trying different things and not.
Yeah.
I was only taking it off because I was like, oh, slight wave of nausea. I'm going to put it down. I really need something to drink, and I'm not going to knock my glass over like I did last time trying to find it.
I mean,
somebody sent me a text message. I got to take this thing off.
The gate entry price is still expensive unless you can get it on sale. And even on sale, it still could be considered expensive.
But in the realm of VR?
In the realm of VR, it is the cheapest outside of
Gear VR or something like
that. Gear VR or something like that for your phone, which isn't nearly as good.
No, and there's nothing. I mean, that's immersive. Like, I tried Gear VR at work. Somebody had. Wasn't Gear VR, it was Google Cardboard. And I was watching a music video in it, and I was like, this is pretty cool, right? Like, yeah, this is all right. And then trying it on that headset that's designed way more for it. It's not just your phone screen split in two.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Like, it's it's not some YouTube video in VR, right? It feels, because of the perspective, feels like you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the smarter thing that Sony's doing, too, is not all of these need Move controllers. A lot of them don't. Like, there's a game that came out for free that's like Sony PlayStation's, like, basically their version of Mario Party, where everything's, like, multiplayer. And there's a little stage that they set up that has... like a platforming level, and you're following the character in third person, but the camera keeps like going through things, so like it pushes these vines out of the way, and it's just this little dude with a VR headset walking around and doing different things, and it uses the controller to good effect. Every time that you need to use the controller, it shows an icon on the screen that's part of the in game, and you move your hands with the controller and place it in that thing, which is really cool. Like, there's a part of it that's just this goofy, it's a really cartoony game. Very much kid-friendly. And it has this, like, Gatling gun that shoots, like it looks like paint blots or something. And this thing comes up in front of you, and there's this thing that opens up. And you set the controller in there, and then it rumbles to let you know that it connected. And that shows you using the controller, you know, right out in front of you. It shows you all the buttons that you're using as you're doing it. And it's actually pretty immersive. And then anybody else that's watching you can actually sit there and control these giant robots around you. You know, breaking stuff as you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's actually pretty fucking cool.
I bet it is.
Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes is also on there, which I am definitely
getting. I'm excited about that.
Which I can bring that over to your birthday party. But yeah, the person with the VR headset sees the bomb and everybody else sees the manual. So you can see the manual on your phone. So everybody's flipping through the manual on their phone to find to find what they need to do with the bomb. So... And that game's pretty awesome, too. In fact, we played it a couple times at a couple of parties, honestly, back when my laptop was working.
Yeah, we did.
But, overall, I'm super fucking impressed with it. I cannot say enough good things about it. And that's all I'm going to be playing this next week. I know that Shadow of Mordor comes out Tuesday. I can't afford it. Fractured Butthole comes out in another week, right? I'm probably going to have to put that off for another week or two. So. Yeah. But I am going to be getting some VR games. Like, don't even count against it. Like, I'm definitely going to be getting probably Headmaster, probably Superhot, probably Keep Talking Nobody Explodes. Like,
and they're that'll all be so much fun.
And they're all $20 games. So, like, that's a really good price point for this stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I don't have anything else that I've been doing. I've just been dicking around in VR for a week. So,
well, I can see why.
I'm not judging at all.
Right? No, for a day and a half.
I'm totally not judging.
I've been waiting on that thing for fucking ever. It's been like a week and a half. But totally worth the wait.
Oh, yeah. I
can especially see at why. The price of free.
Well,
I mean,
sort of free.
I worked my ass off to get my employees to do what they did, but yeah, basically free. Bonus. Jason, do you have anything else
worth it
that you want to talk about before jumping to a break?
No, because like I said, I've just been so busy, I haven't really been able to dive into much.
I saw you dive into a shark cage. Right. Honestly, and I know we just keep on going on about the VR, but it really is just that it is the cat's shit, I swear to God. One of the things that's really fun about it, if you're not the one playing, is just to watch the person who is playing. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, and then you should watch some VR fail videos of people playing horror games.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
That's pretty fun. That's what I was doing when I was getting over my motion sickness and looking it up.
That sounds like a great break.
Right?
We'll be back.
So, yep.
Tried about an hour and a half's worth of VR.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Be honest, I could kept going.
Yeah.
And I'm tired as fuck, and I
could
kept going.
I'm so fucking tired. I could play that damn thing all night.
That job simulator is cartoony as hell.
Oh, but it's so much fun. It's
fun.
I told you it's fun. It's not as fun to watch as it is to play.
Yeah.
And you don't really
see that, because there's not a whole lot going on.
You don't really get it until you start messing with it, you know what I mean?
It's just... The fun part of it is the absurdness of
it. Yeah, it really is. Like, it's just like, I'm just going to throw this shit at the person in the next cubicle. It's fine.
Right, and it's just... It's random. You get to be as random as you want to be, but it is really good at being immersive. And that it feels like you're in a location.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when you're leaning in the car and stuff like that, like, I bet it felt kind of like you're leaning into the car.
Yeah. Though, I will say this. I need a bigger room.
You'd need to stand back another 2 feet.
Yeah.
Or I'd have to reposition the camera. Yeah. So the camera's positioned for my height, which is about 5 inches shorter than you.
That's why shit felt so short.
Short shit.
So, but yeah, it's like I said, until you try it, and like Job Simulator, I think, at everything I have is the most VR, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have some other stuff that's fairly VR, but that one's really VR. And
that one's extremely VR.
And it feels like you're throwing shit, and it feels like you're...
It's ridiculously satisfying, actually.
Because it's just... I don't know. There's something about it. And it's goofy. It's something that anybody can play.
I wish it was a longer game.
Yeah, it's about maybe about 4 hours worth of content. But for $20, that's really not that bad for what you're getting for what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Honestly, and I made the comment while I was playing it, I felt like I was in the middle of a Disney ride.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that Disney, they're all about immersion. And, you know, they've got, like, the Toontown section, and they've got the Cars shit, and you feel like you're in the middle of all of it. Their rides don't feel like rides. They feel like you're in the middle of the movie, and that just is, I think the cartoon aspect contributed to that for me, but it felt like it was in the middle of a Disney experience, and for $20, you really can't go wrong with that. I mean, let's just fucking talk about how much Disney costs now, shall we?
So, right. Like, over $1,000 a person.
Oh, dear God. Oh, that's so cute. You think it's that cheap?
I've never been. So I wouldn't know.
I will say this. You're kind of missing out if you've never been to Disney.
You really are.
Well, I guess that's fair.
Disney's just... It's cool. Even for adults.
I love Disney. But it is getting expensive as fuck.
That is funny
shit. So for $20... Feeling like I'm on one of, you know, maybe the Toy Story rides or something.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
So, that aside, and I'll be sure to be talking more about VR as the year goes on.
Oh, I'm never going to shut up about it.
Because I will have more things to try out. But I need money for that, and I don't have money for that right now, so it's all demos for the time being. What's going on in the world, wide world of news? I only got one thing of note. I don't know if you have anything, Jason.
Really, it's probably the one thing I saw.
Well, so for all those of you that have been playing Hawken, they're shutting down their Steam servers as of January 2018, which means that they're shutting the game down. It's a multiplayer mech game, but it's completely shutting down, so you'll no longer be able to play it. And I think that's kind of weird for them to shut down the server altogether.
They give a reason?
To refocus their efforts on other things.
That's not a reason.
Maybe they're developing another game, but they're not keeping the server up. So, I don't know. It's not being met with a lot of positive response. A lot of the people that are playing it, like, if I go through, it was announced on Facebook. You can see that there's more than a few messages to the team about why they're stopping. Where they're going, you know, asking for like a offline support mode or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it really was much of a thing, to be honest with you.
If there's one thing I'd say doesn't surprise me is if they are shutting it down because of lack of play on it. Because, I mean, outside of a couple news pieces, I've hardly heard anything about Hawken.
I wanted to play it and then never really got into it. Now I guess I'm glad that I'm not messing with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So there's that bit of news. Did you see something I didn't?
This be fairly big for a lot of fans of PlayStation 2 and Xbox. Disney and GOG are bringing back Battlefront 2's classic multiplayer on PC.
That'll be interesting. So I think I even played that at some point.
Oh, yeah. So if you go buy that on goodoldgames.com, they're going to bring back PC multiplayer with full crossplay between Steam and GOG. So no matter where you own it, you're going to be able to play multiplayer. Right now, the game's on sale for $4.99. The other thing I saw was Epic Games has been banning people left and right in Battle Royale
Fortnite.
For cheating. Yep.
How do you cheat on that game? I guess if they're just, like, unlocking a bunch of stuff or something like that.
Is this the Do Not Try This at Home segment?
That'd be what I'm guessing. That or people using aimbots and whatnot. Who knows? It doesn't give a whole lot of detail here in the news piece.
I know one other thing that's actually kind of big. Neo is a game that I've been playing a little bit here and there all year on PS4. That's actually coming to PC on November 7th. So if you didn't have a PS4 and you wanted to play Neo and you're a fan of Dark Souls and you're a fan of Samurais, I think you should try it out.
Oh, here it is. Evidently, people were cheating their progression in the game.
Meaning that they're unlocking a bunch of stuff and leveling their people up too far.
Yep.
Which is kind of par for the course of that game right now. I'm not real excited with it. It was super grindy to begin with, and to get, like, to fully level somebody up would take you, like, 1,000 hours.
Right.
You'd have to play it daily, and I can't play it like that. It's fun for about 3 or 4 hours.
Well, you can, but now you have VR, so you won't.
Well, right, and I just have other things I want to play besides that. I just don't want to mess with it.
Right. The other news light piece I saw was Capcom is bringing a whole bunch of Capcom heroes to Dead Rising 4. So, bunch of skins like Mega Man X, Dante, bunch of other people.
So I know that Fallout VR and Skyrim VR coming out soon. I know that Skyrim VR is coming to PSVR as of November 11th next month.
Holy shit.
So that, and there's a special VR mode for Doom as well that comes out in December.
We're never going to see you again, are we?
I don't know. But there's some things that I'm really just curious about, because with Skyrim right now, and they're talking about adding controller support, but right now to do Skyrim VR, you have to teleport around, which means weird movement stuff. So you just point the wand at a spot and then click a button, and then it instant teleports you over there. So that being the case, that kind of feels a little bit weird. And I don't know if when it comes out, it's going to have to come out with controller support so I can move around like a normal person.
Yeah.
For me to feel like I want to do it.
I started saying you still got to be able to play that game with a controller, walk normal.
Yeah, I just, that, or they need to make a special controller with it with like a control pad on it or something, you know?
Or, you know, if it's
a thumbstick.
Right. Or, you know, if it's the wands, I mean, there are plenty of buttons on the PS wands. You could figure out a way to
just map those face buttons to control directions. But I don't know, with it not being an analog control, how that would work, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, if I could click a button and point it in a direction, that would be fine. Who knows?
Pretty much.
But I don't know.
I'd be down for trying it. I mean,
it's almost a day one purchase for me.
Yeah.
Like, above everything else that's coming out, that's almost a day one purchase. Give me 100 hours of VR Skyrim.
Oh, dude, yeah.
But I don't have a lot on news. I mean, there just wasn't anything coming out.
No, there's not a ton of stuff.
This is kind of a goofy week. I mean, I'm still kind of getting through stuff, different games that I need to play. Like, again, I've been playing a shitload of Stellaris, and there's other games aside from the VR games that I want to get through. So I've got plenty on my plate through the rest of the year, even if I don't purchase a single game. But, I'm going to purchase 2 or 3 VR games before the year's out. If not more.
He's just going to VR up this bitch.
I think I'm probably going to give myself like $100 a tag if I can help it. I'm just going to keep buying them until I get what I want.
Right.
Especially that Tanks game. Like, I'm telling you, that Tanks game is pretty badass. And if I had the time, I'd show you that Starfighter game, because that is amazeballs.
Oh, yeah.
I said it again.
If you say amazeballs one more time, we're not friends anymore. Damn it, I can't not be friends with you. You've got the VR.
I don't know. Is there anything else to talk about, Jason? I feel like this week I'm just kind of bleh. I literally work one day next week, and the week after that I don't work till Tuesday.
Nice.
So I'm in full goof-off mood right now. This is my staycation. It's like a week and a half of days off.
Yeah. There's not a ton out there. Middle-earth Shadow of War comes out on October 10th for PS4 and Xbox One.
Will it be a day one rental?
I think so.
Have you had much success with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how much I'll be able to get into it, but I'm going to try. I am going to try, because the first game was pretty freaking amazing. Then I'm looking through here. Friday the 13th gets its release on PS4 on October 13th. Same date for the Evil Within 2 on PS4. Let's see here. For those people like Earl, WWE 2K18 comes out all platforms on October 17th. Let's see. South Park The Fractured Butthole comes out on PS4, and I'm guessing all other platforms on October 17th, though the site only labels PS4 for some reason. Destiny 2 comes out on PC October 24th. I think we've all kind of decided we're not purchasing that, because We haven't really seen anything new after watching streams and video.
I just don't see myself wasting time with it, to be honest with you.
Right. Super Mario Odyssey comes out for the Switch on October 27th. Also on October 27th, Assassin's Creed Origins on Xbox One, PS4, and PC. And Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, comes out on 27th for Xbox One. Let's see here. Super Lucky's Tale for Xbox One and PC comes out November 7th. Let's see. And that's most of the recent ones coming out.
Well, we don't get a whole lot.
Otherwise, there's not... I keep looking through news, and I'm not seeing a ton. Out there. Other than new videos for some games. Shit like that.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot either. Well, I think that's our exit burrito.
That is the weird part about that Jobs game. That exit is nice.
So...
Yeah, I'm not seeing much else. So with that, shorter show, but hey, we were to the point, and you got some stuff. We had to kill time on PSVR, what can I say? So with that, find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast. Find our YouTube channel at youtube.com/therealtiltcast. Search for us on iTunes.
Find friends of the show for the love of gaming. BMFcast.com, thecarouselpodcast.com. Find noquarters.net and tvgp.tv. They do great things. And with that, it is the end of the show. Oh, don't forget about Cabbage. K-A-B-G. Check them out. That's Trent's new site.
Ooh. All
right. And then there should be some podcasts coming soon from them, too.
Yep. So with that, guys, peace out.
Bye-bye.
Later.